This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. When a federal court of appeals upheld the net neutrality rule, a lot of people really applauded. I mean, equal access to the internet for everyone seems right, right? Well, there are some concerns. Not all the internet use is the same. Harsha Majasta is the assistant professor in the computer science and engineering division at the University of Michigan. Let's start with the basics. Give me the simple definition of what is net neutrality.
Essentially, the main thing that FCC is striving for is that ISPs, or the internet service providers that carry your traffic from services like Google and Facebook to users, should not differentiate between any kind of traffic. They should consider all traffic as equal. They should just send it along the wire from the source to the destination.
Now, you wrote in an essay for The Conversation that not all internet traffic is the same. So net neutrality in concept is a really good thing, but there are some details that have to be worked out. Give me an example of the hiccups that experts like you were thinking about.
Yeah, the main example that's easy to understand is, imagine there is a link somewhere in the middle of the internet which happens to get congested at some point. That means there's so much traffic that it can't really carry all of it. The bandwidth is not enough.
Yeah, I think that link is in my block in my neighborhood.
Sure. So now it can happen that this link at that point is carrying one user's traffic for backing up data to the cloud, whereas it's carrying another user's traffic for, say, a voice over IP call or a Netflix stream. Now, intuitively, you would expect, well, rather than slowing down both users' traffic, it may be okay potentially to slow down the traffic of the user backing up data to the cloud, because it's not that critical that it happens right away. You want it to eventually complete, but not instantaneously. And in turn, you can use up the bandwidth for ensuring the other user's voice over IP call or the Netflix stream is not affected.
Yeah, because you don't want to mess up Game of Thrones. I mean, that would be bad for people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So the FCC has to come up with rules for reasonable management of access to the internet. Are they thinking about this? What will reasonable management look like? And are the providers going to be willing to make those kind of adjustments in this reasonable management of net neutrality?
I mean, hard to say what the FCC is thinking, but at least, we had some conversations last year with the FCC's CTO, Scott Jordan, and he said, yeah, they recognize these issues, and that's why they do have a clause in their open internet order saying it's ill-defined, but they say any reasonable network management practices will not be considered violations. But at this point, even for people working in this, doing research in this area like me, I don't know what the right solution is. It's hard to say what should be acceptable. And the important thing to consider here is whatever the legal rules you put in, it should be such that it does not allow ISPs to somehow game the system and potentially violate neutrality.
Right. No favoritism in there. Let's flip this on its head for a second. So we're worried about constricted bandwidth, not having enough to watch Game of Thrones while my friend down the street is doing something else. Why don't we just insist on the ISPs providing larger infrastructure for us? I mean, wouldn't that solve the problem?
Yes, this is what most people ideally want, that there's enough bandwidth that it's not a concern at all. And actually, the ISPs claim network neutrality rulings in some sense hurt consumers, because they claim, because users want more bandwidth, users will have to bear all the costs, because network neutrality forbids ISPs from taking any payment from
big corporations, right?
Yeah. But the way I think of this is, once ISPs put in more bandwidth, historically we have seen new applications emerge which are happy to suck up all that bandwidth. Like, we're already seeing Facebook investing a lot in virtual reality, and there is a lot of demand for telepresence, where you have real, like, almost in-person meetings, even though you're at different points in the globe.
So it's just like computers. Every time we get big upgrades in computers, we get software that uses all the memory, and it's the same thing with data usage on ISPs.
Yeah. I don't clearly see an immediate future where we have enough bandwidth that this is no longer a concern at all. I think this is a continual evolution over time, where there's more bandwidth, there's enough smart developers out there who can think of ways to use up all that bandwidth.
Harsha Majasta is the assistant professor in computer sciences and engineering division at the University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks a lot for having me.